I'm Amy Holmes in All Week with John Hockenberry. Breaking news this morning, we're going to take a look at a case of what U.S. prosecutors say is one of the biggest military hackers of all time. A British man facing charges of hacking into top secret Pentagon and NASA computers here in the United States has lost a long legal battle against his extradition from the U.K. to the U.S. Prosecutors here in the U.S. say the man, Gary McKinnon, is a major military computer hacker. To tell us more about this unusual case, I'm joined by BBC correspondent Rob Broomby, who's been writing all about this for our partners in the BBC in London this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Amy.
So fill us in on the details about this case. What's it all about?
Essentially, Gary McKinnon is accused of tapping into U.S. computers, as you say, between 2001 and 2002. He says he was looking for secrets and details to do with sightings of UFOs, which he believed to be buried in these computers, and that the secrets of this had been hushed up. He's always been described as a UFO eccentric. He's known to suffer from Asperger's, which is a form of autism, and he says basically he acted out of naivety. On the other side, of course, we are told that his intentions were calculated to influence and affect the U.S. government by intimidation and coercion. That from Mark Summers, who represented the U.S. government in these cases. Today, he's told that his latest appeal has been dismissed, but I don't think anybody is expecting him to be on a plane to the U.S. just yet. There will be another appeal, I'm sure. His lawyers will want to exhaust every opportunity they can.
So it's our understanding that in the U.K., this case has received widespread attention, even a celebrity mention?
Absolutely. I think he's had a lot of support building up over the months of this. And now recently we've had the Pink Floyd musician David Gilmour, Sting has also been involved. Peter Gabriel has been involved. All have accused the U.S. side of being heavy-handed and called for common sense to prevail. As I say, the defense side maintains he's simply not an innocent man, but a man who is misunderstood because of his condition. At one stage, as I say, he succeeded in hacking into 300 computers at the U.S. Naval. Yes, absolutely. U.S. Naval Weapons Station, Earl, New Jersey, shortly after 9/11.
What's Sting's conception of common sense here, then?
I think the feeling here is that this is a man who has a very unusual mental condition, and that is simply not featured. They now want him to stand trial here in the UK. He admits some of the charges against him in terms of the detail, but says the context was simply misunderstood. He's a man with Asperger's.
It sounds like these celebrities are sort of sympathetic to him because he has that condition. Thank you, Rob Broomby, for giving us this information. That was BBC correspondent Rob Broomby calling in from London.